Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If Pitt wins this game, it's because Mason Heinschel goes off and just completely overwhelms Notre Dame and is the best player on the field. Notre Dame does have their own great freshman, although he is not a true freshman. He's a redshirt. C.J. Carr, their quarterback, has put up very good numbers across the board, an extremely efficient passer for a very good football team that has really only been challenged, I would say, once in its last five games, and that was against Southern Cal. I thought they played with their food with Boston College. This is going to be the biggest Pitt home game in a very long time. This game is also the inspiration for a PM team power ranking later this hour at the bottom of the hour. Don, we're going to rank, I'll give you time to prep here, we're going to rank the five biggest Pitt home games, okay? They don't have to be games Pitt won, for the record. You could probably... We're talking
right, like
about...
The anticipation the buzz, going into.
Thank you, yes. The buzz, the vibes, yeah. The five biggest Pitt home games this century at 3:30. We're going to do that. But this game's going to be a game defined by whether or not Mason Heinschel can beat a Notre Dame team that defensively found its stride pretty early in the season after some early hiccups against Miami and Texas A&M, which the Texas A&M stuff doesn't look so bad right now because Texas A&M is probably one of the three best teams in the country, I would say. For me, it's Ohio State, Indiana, then it's Ohio State, gap, not a big one, Indiana, small gap, A&M. And so you lose to them by one score. I don't think that that's anything shameful, but This is what Gruden said about Mason Heinschel, and you're probably not going to be surprised to hear that the quarterback guru, the guy who puts people through quarterback camp and just talks quarterback, spider, 2Y, banana, is very bullish on a freshman who's waltzed in and looked like a steady veteran hand for a team that was in big, big trouble through four games.
I thought I was talking to Derek Carr or Rich Gannon. I mean, this guy is well beyond his years. It's a credit to his family, his upbringing, but he's obviously very poised. He's been well trained, and I know he's ready for this big moment.
So I usually laugh, Don, about some of the times when you'll hear people say things like, oh, he's just so poised. And Pony and I were even raving about it. I mean, the kid's 18 or 19 years old. I still don't even know if he's 19 yet. I think he might be. But anyway, he's a teenager. And we were raving about how just effective of a public speaker he was. It isn't just cliches. You can tell he's very confident in himself, but he also like knows how to keep a lid on it. It's the whole like military thing of, oh, he looks you in the eye, you know, shakes your hand, blah, blah, blah. Usually I would say that's kind of a silly thing to focus on when it comes to an athlete, because sports are usually about when it comes time to perform, can you just bring the goods athletically and everything else? I will make an exception. When you're talking about a young quarterback who's going to have to be his team's best player in a game, the idea that Heinschel does not seem rattled by anything or anyone will serve him well and Pitt well. It will have to, really, if they're going to win this game. Because what's coming down the pike is a scary-looking defense. And it's a Notre Dame team that needs to really bash everybody they play. Now, if they win this game, they're going to win out, and they'll get in because they're Notre Dame at 10-2. But they've been of a mindset with Marcus Freeman since that A&M game where they start 0-2 of, we've got to put huge totals on everybody. They got, Sam Pittman, fire/retired at Arkansas. They put 56 on them after they put 56 on Purdue. They played Boise, and it's not a great Boise team, but they strangled the life out of them. They hammered NC State. They beat USC in a game that was competitive, and that's, USC talent-wise is on a similar level, not quite where Notre Dame is, but USC has dudes. They, like I said, got bored with Boston College, I think, and just kind of let them linger for a little bit. And they pummeled Navy. Marcus Freeman does not mess around when he plays the service academies, you will notice. Marcus Freeman, in the very narrow football sense, does not respect the troops when they're on the field, Don. He just generally lowers the boom and drops a hammer on them.
Yeah, and I know Navy had some injuries, but I thought that was a game that would be pretty competitive.
I think if Horvath, their quarterback, had played and he didn't, service academies to me are very vulnerable. If their quarterback's not playing, obviously I'm a fan of Eli Heidenreich and Alex Teska because, Alex is related to Eli on her mom's side. Those guys are great players, but you got to have the trigger man in those offenses. And Freeman saw that they didn't. It was just basically boot, heel, meet, bug. And listen, the truth of the matter is Notre Dame's got enough talent to do that to Pitt if Pitt doesn't show up. And I've enjoyed this run by Pitt as much as anybody has because it was so unexpected. I mean, they felt like a dead-in-the-water team through four games. They felt as listless as a team could feel. The approval ratings for Cade Bell and Eli Holstein were bottoming out. It actually happened during the Steelers' bye week, Don, because I remember it was a solo show, and I had gotten tipped off that Heinschel, it wasn't going to be Cole Gonzalez, it was Heinschel, who I think most casual Pitt fans and probably even some like serious Pitt fans hadn't really heard a word about to that point. When I got tipped off he was going to start, I was like, interesting. And there were people who were telling me this who were like, we're also excited about it because we think he's legit. He has in every way surpassed anybody's wildest dreams for what these five games could have had for Pitt. I mean, he's not even been close to perfect in the last couple. He was flat out just whatever against Syracuse. But there's like a real it factor around him and now around them by extension. Like it is a compliment to him maybe more than anything else in the way he has turned around the perception of Pitt in five games. And so what is that, 6 weeks, I guess it would be. They really are seen. There's one major reason College game day is coming to what otherwise is not like a true college environment because they're going to be on the North Shore. It'll be a pro environment kind of. It's because Pitt is seen as the last remaining actual hurdle for Notre Dame to get to the playoff. If Notre Dame loses, they have to pray Pitt wins the ACC and that third loss looks a lot better for them. If Notre Dame wins, they're in. Syracuse is dead in the water and so is Stanford. And so it's a testament to Heinschel that I think the people who decide what's a big game that people care about are going to be here for this.
Yeah, and as fun as this whole run has been for Pitt, this is the first time we are getting a chance to see them with Mason Heinschel at QB against a team that's actually good. Because, yep. I mean, we'd be lying to ourselves if there wasn't some worry in the back of our minds of, hey, is this team for real or is all of this totally fraudulent? Because, I mean, you ran through the teams they played. It's not as if they were knocking off some top-tier program.
Going now, on the road to beat Florida State when Florida State was still, like, had a pulse,
right. Now,
I think
that
was the one that got people's attention.
Really, yeah, I mean, that's like their big win, and Florida State since then has been a disaster. So it's not like that win looks all that good a month later. But at the time, yeah, that looked like a very nice win.
I think putting, what do the kids say now, BTA, belt to ass, on NC State, is that what it is, or is it boots to ass?
I mean, I guess either way, that's what they did. They put up 50 on them.
Yeah, I think putting 53 on a team that has kind of been Jekyll and Hyde in the ACC is somewhat impressive.
It's also nice that they took care of business because there has, even in all of the years where Pat Narduzzi is able to pull out a stunner mm-hmm. at times where his teams aren't very good or that, you know, they're around this same spot. Pitt has also been good to have a real stinker right in the middle where they play a flat-out bad team and they go out and lose, whether it's a team like Boston College, or I can think back to before Georgia Tech became a good program. They lose to them in just an ugly game. Virginia Tech, when that team was not good, or Virginia comes into Pittsburgh and wins a game before that program turned it around. Like, we have those games in the last few years where Pitt's been pretty good. Hey, you know, they can get back on the right track here with a win. They lay an egg. We haven't had that, which is nice, but this final 3 weeks is a gauntlet.
They're going to have College Game Day just officially tweeted it out. Aaron Donald's 97 is getting retired, as it should. One of the all-time greats at Pitt and in the NFL. You know how I feel about his NFL career. Well, they haven't, you know, I don't watch College Game Day really much of at all anymore. Does the guest picker ever do anything funny? Like, do they, like, I remember Katy Perry was like years ago was a hilarious guest picker because she was just all over the place.
I mean, they've had actual comedians, or do you mean something that's like, not supposed to
like,
be funny?
No. Well, like, will they tell the guest picker, hey, if you want to make the big pick, like your Pitt Notre Dame pick, because the game's at noon, so, you know, he's going to pick that last and then the game will pretty much be right there. Like, could they say like, hey, do you want to like put on a very undersized Notre Dame shirt like you're picking them and then flex like the Hulk and try to like rip through it and have a Pitt shirt on underneath? Like, do they let them do that or do they pick them pretty straight? Like, they pick them just down the line and, hey, I sit here and I pick all these games.
I mean, they probably leave it up to, I mean, I'm unable to watch a lot of them too, given
Donald's like, got to put the Panther hat on at least. He's got to put the head on, the mascot head. Or what if he just gets some, here's what they should do. If he's going to pick Pitt, which he will. Can you imagine if he just picked Notre Dame deadpan? He's like, no, I think Notre Dame's going to win. They got to get a guy to dress up as the Notre Dame, the leprechaun. And have him come up like he's, you know, Tom O'Leary or Jack, you know, whatever, from the old days. And they got to have Donald just throw like a fake sucker punch and knock him out.
He should throw him into the crowd.
That would be unbelievable too. There's probably liability concerns with things like that, but at least a fake sucker punch would be nice.
ESPN can find a stuntman somewhere.
I can dream.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That is brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Pony off today. It's a solo PM team. Well, Donnie's here too, so it's really two-thirds of the PM team. Pony's in Kentucky drinking bourbon with his wife because it's her 40th birthday weekend. Good reason to be out. He will also be obnoxiously on his phone while he's not supposed to be watching games. What a menace he would be if he actually had, like earbuds. I don't think he does, Don. I think he just like sits there and just watches the game with like the sound turned low on his phone. I don't even think he utilizes like wireless headphones. Just menacing behavior.
Now, in that setting, does he have to have the sound?
I feel like when I went to dinner with, it was me and Alex and him and Amanda, and he was watching that Gonzaga UCLA game, that Final Four game, I feel like he had the sound slightly on. That's the funny part. I think he did. I don't know why. It's just, yeah. In that situation, he's just insane. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find, of course, the legend, the man, the myth as well, Bob Pompeiani, KDKA-TV. Pomp, we'll start with this. Paul Skeens, unanimous Cy Young in year two after winning the Rookie of the Year. You and I went over the names of the pitchers who have done that. It ain't many of them, and they're almost all-time greats. What did you make of his response to that NJ.com story where an anonymous teammate was quoted as saying he hoped to get out of here, did Skeens, before he hits free agency, and he would just love to play for the Yankees?
Well, Chris, obviously I don't know what happened with the person that was interviewed here, but I got to believe that guy has been around. He's not going to make up stories like that. So maybe something happened. Maybe it was taken a little out of context in how he said it. I don't know. In other words, like, hey, wouldn't it be great to play for the Yankees one day? They got everything they spent, whatever. I mean, you could say that guy to guy in a locker room setting, and if that was the genesis of it, then I don't know what that means. I thought he handled it the best way you can. By speaking of Pittsburgh, I think he sincerely likes being here. I think he sincerely believes if they do what they're supposed to do, they can be competitive. But I also think that he's not going to be one of these guys who come and outwardly just said, I want to be traded, get up, get me out of here. He's not that type of player or a person.
Pomp, do you think that he's going to be here for at least two more seasons with the Pirates? Will he pitch four full seasons with this team?
Yes, but that's probably it unless they decide that they're going to do something creative and with a lot more money involved. But I don't see that happening. But, yeah, I think two more, and I think he probably knows that as well. So he doesn't have to go out there and demand anything. It's going to fall naturally in his favor that way because I think it will result in a trade. Unless the Pirates change their business styles, I don't think that's going to affect what goes on here. I think 2 years and they'll probably be gone. And that's sad. And at least if that's the case, Chris, go out and do something with a bang for these 2 years. That's where it all comes down to, the ownership.
Which you wonder if he was moved at all by the story yesterday, you know? That's what I think. Like, does the owner see this story, then hear Skeens' response, and what, if anything, does that do for him or to him, like on an emotional or competitive level?
Well, it should. I mean, if he's trying to be competitive, they always throw those words around rather loosely about being a championship team, our goal is the playoffs. Okay, go out and show us you mean it. It's simple as that. And even he said, Paul Skeens, words are words. You got to back it up with some action. So it's on them now. They know what they have here. They have some good young pitchers who can carry them a long way, provided they get some hitting. And if they do, that 10-10 record could be 20-8 or something of that nature, you know. So he didn't get a lot of decisions because he didn't have any offense. And that was their problem even beyond Skeens.
What are we on, Pomp? The elliptical, treadmill? What are we doing right now? What's the multitask?
I'm walking with my wife. I cannot keep up with her. Not only that, you know, 65, what am I going to do? I huff and puff, and I'm not going to try to hide it. I am huffing and puffing. We're going up hills here, Chris, and as much as I think I'm capable of this, sometimes I wonder.
Well, you and I live in, like, the same general area, and it's not a flat part of land around here. Not that there is any flat land in this area, so I understand. I mean, I try to stay spry, but I start power walking up some of those hills, and I'm huffing and puffing, so we appreciate every... Your many, many fans out there appreciate you still taking part in the interview.
No, I want to do it. I'm just... I apologize for heavy breathing. No, this is normally what Cabali does, and we always call him out on it, so...
Yes, it is exactly what he does, or he either heavy breathes or he sleeps. Donnie walked out of the producer's booth for 10 seconds and missed a terrific line that I can't wait to tell him about later. Anyway, biggest pit home game since when, off the top of your head, on Saturday at noon? Oh,
since when? I'd have to go back to trying to think
I'm
of the years
about
now.
Not, here, I'll clarify this. Not necessarily in terms of stakes for Pitt, but like the attendant hype and the attention that the game is getting and just the general atmosphere around the game.
Well, it wasn't the same as last year. When they started 7-0, people started thinking that things were going to be different. They were going to go on a late season run and really take that 7-0 and make it something special. It worked the opposite way. I'd have to go back. I mean, they've had some big games against West Virginia over the years when they first came back in that rivalry, 38-31. There was a lot of hype about that game. Unfortunately, the Notre Dame games here or there have not turned out the way despite hype. I think this is legitimate hype. I think this team is in a position where they're taking advantage of a guy who has an it factor. I know it's only five games, but he's shown something that we haven't seen in a while. So if they can, you know, take the energy that he has, he plays the kind of game he's capable of against a very good Notre Dame team, and somehow they win that game, man. I mean, they're looking at a lot of opportunity. Whereas if they lose big, especially, even those next two ACC games, as important as they are, there's a lot of the shine that comes off of this, I think.
Well, if they win the next two ACC games, though, and the ACC shakes out the way a lot of people think it will, which ends up putting Pitt in the conference title game, they still accomplish a lot of goals. They might get, they'll be the last seeded team in or whatever. They'll be the 11th or 12th seed, but I'm not sure winning out here, if they did it that way, would get them higher than maybe 9th. By the way, do you give them an actual chance to win this game? Like, you handicap this thing. They're a double-digit home dog, about 12.5, I think, is what the line has moved to now. How much of a chance do you give Pitt here?
Well, I think it depends on how they start and what they can do to Notre Dame. I think if they pin Notre Dame down early and do some things to have them, you know, come from behind and maybe take themselves away from using their run game, which has been their strength, you never know. They have some ball-hawking linebackers. They have guys who can make interceptions. The last thing you want to do is play in the Notre Dame sands, which is to fall behind, and then you have to try to come back on a very good defense and also then engage their run game because they'll be relying heavily on it. So I think the start is important. Do I think they'll make it a game? Yes. I think they'll cover. I don't know that they're going to win, though.
Bob, Steelers-Bengals.
I hope they do.
The very next day, 23 hours after Pitt-Notre Dame kickoff, Steelers and Bengals do the same. What does the Bob Pompiani crystal ball have in store for that one?
Well, the crystal ball gets a little murky at times, and I know you're going to go opposite of me on this, but I can't look at a scenario that doesn't involve a Steelers win. The Bengals defense is so bad, and it's gotten worse since the Steelers saw them. Their offense has been very good, and that's a concern for the Steelers. I look at a similar game to what we saw in Cincinnati, but with a reverse score. So maybe 33-31 Steelers, and I think they will make plays when they have to against Flacco. But to me, it starts with pressing Chase and Higgins and trying to get Flacco out of his rhythm, because when he's on his rhythm, you know what he can do.
Bob, basket brawl tonight right here on The Fan, 6 o'clock. Are you excited for college basketball to start picking up steam here, or is there just too much bandwidth already on the Bob that being taken up on the Bob Pompiani sports calendar?
No, because I know the same way. You love basketball. I love basketball. I want to see high-level basketball. I was watching Louisville and Kentucky last night. I want to see games like that. Now, this one rises up to it, at least locally, so I'm anxious to see what Pitt can do. They're 3-0. I think this will be their best test they have. It's on the road. Nice place to play and learn about yourself. So I'm excited about it. I don't know what this Pitt team is yet, because you got to see more of this in games like this. what we've seen so far is typically, you know, win against teams you're supposed to win against, and not many people in attendance. They gotta get on a good stretch against good teams and beat them, and it starts tonight.
Well, the problem with college basketball right now is, and I don't blame anybody for it, the kids are getting paid now, so good for them. Jeff Capel just inked a top 10 recruiting class. You have to, at almost any program that isn't a blue blood, you've got to relearn the roster with new, you know, 60% new players, if not more, every single year. So I think that's
look at Andy Toole.
Oh, it's yeah, in his case, it, yeah. Oh, you just wanted to say retool there, didn't you?
Not until I said it, actually. I wasn't sure where we were going.
No, I know.
That,
Andy, so. No, Andy.
But, I mean, he lost everybody.
Yeah, he has to just build an entirely new roster pretty much year after year. It's just, it is the way
and
it
I
is.
I think
now.
That's tough for fans to really to address and to try to embrace just because you just get used to certain things. We grew up in a time, of course, where you had 4 or 5 year players and most of them stick around until their senior year. And that's what Jamie Dixon counted on. But now that's all changed. So
you can still see if you win, people are going to love you. Blake Hinson wasn't here his whole career. He was a guy who jumped around, and people still love Blake Hinson because he went into Duke one day and dropped like 30 on him or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I get your point. All right, Pomp, I'll let you get back to the walk. Catch up to Lisa and then pass her and say, eat my dust.
Okay. I'll never get past her. She's already a lap ahead of me, so. But all I'm right. Glad I was able to calm down the breathing for you. Thanks.
Pomp, thank you as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, man.
There's Bob Pompeiani. Well, you were out, Don. I just hit him with the, you're huffing and puffing. And he goes, you know, usually Cabali's the one who does that on this show. Just absolutely mauling him right there.
Surprised there's not a text sent already.
Just clobbered him. Maybe there is on my phone, but I haven't seen any.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Ending, yep. It's the PM team. Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. One more reminder, you've always been able, not always, but for a while now, you've been able to watch the show on YouTube and come along with our YouTube lunatic fringe in the comments. Now you can also watch the show on X, as nearly 1,000 of you are choosing to do right now. It's right there. You follow 93.7 The Fan. You either go to the 93.7 The Fan page. It's pinned right to the top. Or when you get that little Live on X tab on the right side of your screen, if you're on your desktop, it's right there. Very easy to find. I think on the phone, it's the pink bar that'll come across the top. Click on that bad boy. You can watch and listen to the show that way as well. So a lot of ways to consume the product, as they say. All right, Don, here's how we're going to do this. Usually it's Pony 5, Me 4, You 3, Pony 2, Me 1. We will just alternate. I'm actually going to go 5-3-1. You can have 2 and 4. Fair? Five biggest, and I'm talking about buzz, stakes, everything. Five biggest pit home games of the 21st century. Can we put this one on it if we so desire? Because the game hasn't happened yet. I feel like it's something best done in retrospect for the record. For the record.
I mean, I'm fine if you put this one
okay.
on there.
All right. Number five for me. Maybe a surprise, maybe not. Pitt, 12. Penn State, nothing. 2000. Rod Rutherford scores the game's only touchdown as the rivalry then goes on hiatus for nearly 20 years. Before the teams meet again. Pitt had gone into Happy Valley the year before when Penn State was ranked, I believe, second in the country and lost, I want to say, 20-17 off the top of my head. They had a very real chance to win that game. The next year, they went and got it done and shut out Joe Paterno on the beautiful AstroTurf of Three Rivers Stadium. That's a core memory for me, Donnie. Maybe that's where old Mulsey truly got the Penn State animus started. Because I watched that game and I was thrilled to death that Pitt beat them. Do you even remember that game? Is that game register for you?
I've only ever seen highlights.
I think
and that's
the
all I would really have to remember.
I put it five here and I probably could have honorable mentioned it too. But I put it here because, like, I think if that game happens 10 years later with just more social media and it's the same deal, rivalries going away, I think it would have gotten a lot more, had a lot more juice, but that was in an era where games like that were big deals, but not to the sort of super saturated degree that they are now. So that's my number five. Four?
Number four. I did put a Notre Dame game on here, but it's the one from 20 years ago when game day was out in front of then Heinz Field. And I think the expectation going in was, hey, Wani is going to have the boys ready to go to knock off Notre Dame. This is going to be great. Charlie Weiss, Brady Quinn, Jeff Samardzija. Pitt's going to be able to rock them around. The exact opposite happened, but even, you know, around 10 years old at the time, that felt like a huge deal. And it seemed like a huge deal and then a huge letdown when the Irish went in to that game and they were the ones that dominated.
I remember that. So that's 05. That would have been the start of my junior year at Penn State, right? Or like September or whatever, late August, early September. So that would have been the start of my junior year at Penn State. That was a good year. Junior year was a good one. I went into that game thinking the opposite. I had a very bad feeling going into that game. Like, I had a feeling Pitt was in for an ass kicking, and that is exactly what Brady Quinn administered to them. That was not one of those games I came in like puffing my chest and brimming with confidence. Let's put it that way. Let's see here. Got Pitt ND from 05. I'm just making the master list, Don. Number three for me, I was kind of torn, if I'm being honest, on where to put this particular game because I think that there's a lot of different ways you can skin the cat here and decide how you're assigning value to Pitt games, right? Like the rubric that I've put you through here where it's, well, is it a buzzy game? Is it a game of great import? I'm actually putting, for me, Pitt-Clemson, Kenny's senior year, the 2021 Pitt-Clemson game on the list because you'll recall Pitt at that point had already stubbed their toe and they had lost to Western Michigan, and they would go out and lose to Florida the next week, or to Miami the next week. I was looking at the Miami-Florida thing. That was the game, though, where you were like, is this a real thing for this team with Pickett? Are they pretty good, or are they going to get beat by still like the physically pretty superior team? I believe I remember Pat Bostic basically calling for Ben Boulware, I want to say it was, who was like the white dude linebacker who had like the cowboy collar, just looked like a guy out of the movie The Program. I think Pat was ready to throw him in jail for 20 years for something he did on the field, which was very funny to hear on the radio call. But Pitt, like, handled them. They started off real slow, if you remember, in that game. It looked like they couldn't do anything, and then they finally got going and never really stopped. I felt like that was a very validating win for, in a lot of ways, the most successful Pitt team, really, of the last, what, 35 years, at least. So I'm putting Pitt-Clemson from 2021, excuse me, number three.
Number two for me, I put the return of the Backyard Brawl, Malzie. 2022, Pitt in West Virginia. They opened the season on a Thursday night at Acrisure Stadium, and it, I believe, is the attendance record for a sporting event at the stadium. So all of the jokes that people make at Pitt's expense about, hey, everybody came dressed up as yellow seats for this one. Yeah, a lot of people made the easy, quick trip from Morgantown to Pittsburgh, as there will be plenty of people that make that long drive from Cranberry on Saturday to go to the stadium and all of their Notre Dame finest. But that game going in, it was, you know, being there, but just the return of the game, it was awesome. Like, to finally have that back. And then, fortunately, it was a game that lived up to the billing, because it was great. Back and forth, the fourth quarter was something else. You had the pick six from Devonshire. It had it all, so it lived up to the hype that there was going in.
The pick were the camera operator who got the shot and the director of that game who got the shot as Devonshire is going to coast in for a touchdown, who pulled back and showed the wide shot of that student section, which often would get made fun of for not staying for the whole game, like doing like a bounce like they were at Wisconsin and going completely berserk, is still one of my favorite shots in recent college football history.
Like, absolutely A+
I still
work.
Get like goosebumps talking about it, because it's just such a cool thing that happened in that game, and for that game to turn on that play. I like that pick. I suspect we have the same number one. I was picking actually for number one between one of the most heartbreaking things I've ever seen. And of course I defaulted to a game with far lower stakes in that moment that ended very happily, because it happened so early in the year. The resumption of the rivalry, Pitt-Penn State in 2016, 42-39, Ryan Lewis picking off Trace McSorley in what was probably a 50-50 crowd, sunny day, perfect weather, and the knowledge that that game, I was in Vegas, full disclosure, for that, for a wedding. So it was, we were watching it at the sports book. Our boss at the time was not happy with me that I was in Vegas for that game, neither here nor there. I may or may not have been the Pitt pre- and post-game host at that point, and Pony may or may not have had to do it for me that week. So, priorities, I guess. But knowing later that it kept Penn State out of the college football playoff that year was just a chef's kiss on what was a very, you talk about entertaining, that was a back-and-forth affair as well, where Pitt was hanging on for dear life. But, man, was that fun, and the atmosphere, the trash talk, the fact that nobody pretended on Penn State's side that they didn't care about that game, they very much did. I think that had it all.
So that got your number one.
It did. It was close. It was between that and one other.
So I put the heartbreaker at number one. I mean, it was a...
I was there for that game. I was there. I can tell you what it was like, because I was there.
A de facto Big East title game that happened in
2009. It was a BCS play-in game, and everyone knew they were going to get killed by Florida if they won the game in the Sugar Bowl like Cincinnati did, but my guts were ripped out that day. Beer had lost its taste.
That really, I think that the moment it turned was the Gilliard kick return. I don't know what the feel was like in the stadium, but I mean, me in my like mid-teens watching at home, the moment that happened, and Pitt was cruising. They're up three
they
scores.
They were up 31-10, and I can describe it for you. You want me to tell you what it
Gilliard
was like?
Gilliard returned that kick, and I said, I think Cincinnati's going to win this game.
They were up 31-10. I think Deion Lewis was basically gaining 7 yards every time they gave him the ball. When Gilliard housed that kick to make it 31-17, still a large deficit. I don't think there was a soul rooting for Pitt in that building who believed they were going to win. Who was the kid from Duquesne? Elijah Fields had a pick six of, like, a walk-in pick six and didn't score. I think either, I can't, my memory gets hazy now. He either dropped the ball or, like, tripped and went down. But, like, so many, and then Janocco's whole, just, I don't want to think about it. Armin Benz, things of that nature. I mean, it was one of those two for me. That game was unbelievable to be at, but what a bummer of an ending. One of the best games I've watched in person ever.
Oh, it was a fantastic football game.
So for me, it's Pitt-Penn State from 2000. I actually would have the West Virginia game fourth just because, like, it didn't have quite the stakes and ended up being a pretty, you know, it was whatever. It was what it was. That was a game that deserved to be on there, but I couldn't put it at a Pitt-Clemson 21, 2009 Pitt-Cincy, and then 2016 Pitt-Penn State. Five biggest Pitt home games.
I think my number five might surprise you. Pitt Virginia Tech 03.
Lusaka. 30. I was doing freshman year, I was doing a sports talk show at Penn State called Iron City Insights, and I called the score of that game exactly on my little show. I said 31-28 Pitt. I watched that in the Pollock Hall's big screen TV, like big like projection, not like an HD TV with my buddy Matt.
So I went that game number five, Pitt-Notre Dame from 05 at number four. Pitt-Penn State 2016 was number three. Pitt-WVU and then Pitt-Cincy was...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.